You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits. We are disrupting aging one show at a time. All of our shows are available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Mike Olander of AARP North Carolina, and we've got a really great show for you today, folks. Mark Hensley, Associate State Director for AARP North Carolina's Triad Region, is back with us on the show to talk about the AARP Community Challenge grants that have just been issued here in North Carolina. We'll talk about what kind of improvements AARP is supporting to help make communities more livable for everyone. But before we get to Mark, ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined here in the studio with the true talent of AARP Without Limits, Mr. Mike Davis. Mike D in the house. How are you, sir?
I am fine, sir. And you?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
You are looking, when I saw you a moment ago,
yeah,
I said, you look like you've been, like you're rested. You look like you're enjoying the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got the white polo going on. You look like you've gotten some sun.
You have the white polo going on, too, as well.
I do, yeah.
Yes.
More on that in a moment,
okay.
why I'm dressed down today.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm dressed up, and you're dressed down, and we're dressed the same. What does that say,
folks? I don't have any meetings, but I'm doing a video shoot today that requires me to be dressed down a little, to be more casual. I'll say dressed down.
All right, there you go. There you go.
Yes.
Comfortable. You look comfortable.
Thank you. I feel comfortable. Yeah. I got the, I got dark jeans on today.
Yep.
In the van, so we're kicking it a little more casual, AARP North Carolina today.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. No. We're in a new era, you know, like the old days. I mean, look at me. I'm not shaven. That's also part of the reason why with the video shoot coming up. But,
this is an interesting sounding shoot, this shoot that you've got. You're dressed down and you're not shaven. I want to hear more about
this
later.
I guess we'll have to get right to it.
Okay.
So we did this last year. AARP has always done these things. We do a lot of work on fraud, right? Educating people about consumer fraud. One of the program formats we've done in the past is called the Scam Jam, which is basically like a mini conference where we get out a lot of good information, speakers, opportunities for Q&A, written material, giveaways, all that type of stuff. Lots of vendors. We've learned through COVID, of course, how to do certain things like that remotely, virtually, should I say.
Sure, sure, sure.
And so we have a virtual Scam Jam, and our hats off to our communications director at AARP North Carolina, Mr. Steve Hahn, for coming up with this format where we pre-record video messages from the state attorney general, from Elaine Marshall, our secretary of state, and others, including yours truly and Steve, where we kind of virtually MC the event. We pre-record all this stuff. It gets produced into a really nice video piece with music and B-roll and visuals and all this other type of stuff.
Yeah.
And then on a certain day or a certain week, they get shared with senior centers and other venues all across the state. People can get together and they get really good information. And we, sometimes send materials in advance and all this other type of stuff. So it's sort of a pre-packaged virtual program that's plug and play.
Yep.
And so we're in the summer now. Yeah. So Steve said, let's make sure this one's a little less. Last one was good. Let's make it a little less stuffy. So let's dress down. So in my truck, I have a couple of beach hats, Mike. And I'm a little scruffy.
You're taking this dress down thing seriously.
Well, Steve told me, he's like, don't wear the shirt and the tie and the jacket or whatever, I said, all right, well, I've got some really shabby looking beach stuff. Cause when I go, I'm like, I've got
that shirt's not shabby enough to be shabby.
Well, Tommy Bahama, no, overpriced stuff.
You're correct.
Right? not to diss. This is not an official AARP diss of Tommy Bahama's pricing, but eBay right here, baby. That's how you save it.
That's right.
Worn once, there you go, half off. That's how I do it.
Yes.
So yeah, we dress down a little bit, throw on a beach hat, and we're gonna do the program with a more of a laid back theme here. But the goal is the same: is to help educate people about what to look out for, how to protect yourself, how to report it if you see it or if you're the victim of it.
Love it.
So we've got some videos from our AG, Mr. Jeff Jackson, and Elaine Marshall, our Secretary of State, and some others. And more information on when that will be aired to come.
Very cool.
But today we're doing the recording part. So
excellent. Well, have fun. That should be great. Thank you for doing that.
And it is fun. You know, that's one of the things you said. You know, you get to do, before we went on air here, you know, we're talking about how you get to do some cool stuff. You know, in your life, you and your wife went on a White House, or not a White House tour, a lighthouse tour. Yeah. A little bit of a difference.
There is a bit of a difference, although yeah. I did get a Capitol tour from a senator a few weeks ago, but that's another story.
That probably was pretty cool.
That was very cool. That's another story. We don't have time for that one yeah. today.
But cool stuff. I get to do some cool stuff with work. An 18-year career at AARP now. You know, you get to meet great people and be inspired and get to do different things, sometimes out of the box, have a little nice. Bit of fun. So anyway.
I like it. I like it. Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. All right.
So folks, we'll have information on that we'll be able to share, because if you're not there at the virtual event in person, it's okay, because we'll be sharing it on our social media so you can watch it anytime. And then also same thing with our Social Security 90th birthday events that are going on. We're going to be featuring people who are Social Security's turning 90 this year.
Yeah.
We're going to be featuring people here in North Carolinians who are also turning 90 this year
huh.
to talk about why the program is so important to them and why we need to strengthen it for future generations, because long-term financial security is something everybody, no matter what political hat you wear, we agree, we all need it. Yeah. And Social Security has served us well for 89 years, going on 90, and we want to continue that. So enough with this topic, Mike. Let's get into our conversation with Mark Hensley. Now, for those who are new to the show, you may not know Mark Hensley. If you're outside of the Triad area, if you're inside the Triad area, you very well may know him. He is a superstar with the AARP. He's been on board, part of our team here in North Carolina, for a little over 7 years now, I believe. He leads AARP's work in the greater Triad region, all things AARP, but also he's our statewide lead for AARP's Livable Communities work, which is a top priority for the association, helping make sure that communities have everything they need to deal with the increasing older population throughout the state. So very welcome to have back to the show, Mark Hensley. Mark, how are you, sir? Good to have you with us.
Hey, Mike. Great to be back on the show. Thank you for the opportunity again.
And thank you for taking us up on the invitation. Mark, can't wait to dig into talking about this year's grant recipients, the AARP Community Challenge Grant, as we mentioned at the top of the show. But let's start with some basics with folks who don't know what we're talking about. What is the AARP Community Challenge Grant?
So this is truly the power of AARP. The AARP Community Challenge Grants are quick, funded to do quick action projects in community aimed at making communities more livable. You say, well, what's livable? If a community is age-friendly, it's more livable, and a community that's livable is age-friendly. And we're not talking about just people who are older. We're talking about all ages. So think about a simple example is that cutout curb. You see those, you know, you're driving through town. That cutout curb allows a person who's differently able to transfer from the sidewalk to the street and back up to the sidewalk with just taking normal steps. That's just as beneficial to a mom with a jogging stroller who is transitioning, you know, pushing their kid, taking a quick jog around the neighborhood. So the benefits are truly age-friendly across the age span. In 2025, the program accepted applications for three types of grants, and I'll get into those. They're flagship grants. The next are called capacity-building micro-grants, and then the last one are demonstration grants. So these, again, are about reconnecting communities and making them more age-friendly.
That's a great overview, Mark. Thank you for that. Just so folks know, what kind of organizations applied for grants this year? How many applications did we receive in North Carolina, and how many were awarded?
Yep. So you asked, first of all, who can apply? This is strictly for a nonprofit, so a 501c3, 501c4 recognized by the IRS, and then our municipalities. government entities, so cities and counties, and then we take organizations based on a case-by-case relationship. If a for-profit is a fiduciary agent for a smaller nonprofit, we'll consider that. And so the next part of that is you were asking about how many did we receive in North Carolina? Well, we received quite a few. In North Carolina, we had 72 applications for flagship grants, 8 for demonstration and 12 for capacity building. So we had almost 100 grant applications to review.
Mark, can you, you mentioned this before, the different types of grants, flagship and others.
Yep.
Can you review that just so we get a clear picture of what we're talking about?
Absolutely. So your flagship grants are those that we typically fund those between $10,000 to $12,000. And those are the programs that actually make pedestrian safety in community. The next are the capacity building micro grants. These are really three things: to do disaster preparedness. We know we've been reminded of that in the last actually few days with flooding, but across our state, disaster preparedness is important. Next are walk audits and bike audits. And that's really about getting a team together to make sure that a pathway is safe for people to walk and to bike without falling. We know that falls is one of the leading causes of death. And then the last one are demonstration grants. These are much larger projects, typically led by municipalities, and they go up to $20,000 to expand high-speed internet, to do, again, enhance bigger projects for pedestrian safety. And the last one would be reconnecting communities divided by infrastructure growth. We're talking about those neighborhoods that, you know, end up with a dead-end street because a big highway came. So those are the three types of projects that AARP is funding in 2025.
So this, just so folks know, it's amazing how this has evolved over the years, where the Community Challenge Grant was launched some years ago. I think it might be 7th or 8th year. We're into it now. Where it began, you know, pretty minimal in terms of, you know, we didn't have three categories. We basically had one type of a category. And then as it really grew in popularity and in need, more and more organizations and municipalities found out about it. We realized we need to expand this a little bit and organize and structure things a little bit better so that we can be a better partner. And that's what this is about, folks. Because people, I know they see AARP, you know, they see these huge red letters and they think, oh, that's the organization with the magazine or that works at, you know, on 50 plus issues as an advocate. We're all about, you know, the rubber hitting the road in the community, because that's where real life happens. And so projects and initiatives like the Community Challenge Grant give AARP North Carolina a chance to really put AARP's resources into the community, not based upon what we think it needs, but what the community has identified as what its needs are. Very, very proud of this work here. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Mark Hensley of AARP North Carolina. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be right back.
AARP is working hard to make sure people in North Carolina are getting the most out of life. Whether it's helping you stay healthy, save more money, care for loved ones, or simply have some fun, AARP is making a difference in communities across the state. You have a wise friend and fierce defender with AARP. Learn more about progress being made for older adults in the state by listening to AARP Without Limits. You can find the latest episodes of AARP Without Limits wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Just a reminder, folks, that we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, a comment, a recommendation, or a suggestion for a future guest or topic, please send me an email. I love email. AARP Without Limits at aarp.org. We've been speaking today with Mark Hensley. He's the Associate State Director for AARP North Carolina, leading AARP's work in the Triad region and also AARP's livable communities work statewide across the Tar Heel State. Talking about the Community Challenge Grant. Mark, you just gave us a great overview of what the Community Challenge Grant is and what types of organizations and projects have been funded and are appropriate for funding. Let's get into the good stuff now. As we look at 2025, a number of organizations were just awarded grants. What can you tell us about some of the projects that are being funded this year here in North Carolina?
Yeah, so as we start off the power of AARP, let me give you the big number. AARP started doing this in 2017, as you said, small grants. This has grown. In 2025, AARP invested $4.2 million to 383 organizations across our country. That's a huge investment to create better places for people to live. In North Carolina, as I said, we had a total of 92 applications. We were so fortunate that AARP funded almost $145,000 in grants to 12 organizations, and that's really from the mountains to the coast. So you want to talk about the big impact, and I really want to go into all of them, but let me just hit a few. We know that on the coast, Leland is a small town outside of Wilmington that is exploding. And when you've got exploding populations, that increases the need for pedestrian safety. So the town of Leland was awarded $15,000 to install those audible pedestrian signals that are really helpful for people who are visually impaired. These are at key intersections to enhance safety, but also promote mobility for pedestrians, especially for those who are older in the community. If we jump down to Charlotte, again, they are enhancing pedestrian safety by using artificial intelligence safety dashboards to identify those dangerous intersections, and that gives the municipality the ability to go in, identify those areas that they can improve pedestrian safety and make communities safer, because we're always looking to reduce pedestrian injury, but also create an environment where cars, bicycles, and people can be safe. Talking about bicycles, let's jump up to the city of Wake Forest. Again, a beautiful rural community that's growing as a bedroom community for the Triangle. They received not only funds to do a bike audit, but also to do a walk audit in the town of Wake Forest to make those communities safer. They have a beautiful senior center, and so they're targeting the bike audit and the walk audit around that senior center in Wake Forest. Let me just hit one more. Let's jump up into the mountains to Cherokee. This is, again, with the Nation of Cherokee's Museum, and they're doing a bike audit to improve bike safety and do connectivity between their districts in the mountain region, between their trails up in the town of Cherokee. So, Mike, lots of exciting projects going on. Again, these are expected to be fast turnaround projects that have a big impact.
Great overview there, Mark. Thank you for sharing that. I have to disclose I am a part of the review committee that looks over the applications as they come in. And I have to say, you know, there's such a variety that come in. And what I really like about this process is that we, again, this isn't AARP telling communities what they need. We basically say, like the grant proposal is, tell us what you need. You know, put in your application, identify the needs. And in some cases it's, hey, we have some money, but we need some matching funds in order to make this actually happen. And then others, it's, hey, we really don't have the resources and we need something to, in order to be able to do this. And so much of it is geared around people being able to get around, because as we know, you know, with housing, with transportation, with mobility issues, sometimes, you know, folks, the planners aren't, and builders aren't taking into account mobility issues in the way that they should. You know, they're following the code, and that's all fine and good. But at the end of the day, it's got to be something that works for everybody. Mark, no doubt there are going to be people and people from municipalities or from different organizations who missed the boat this year for this year's grants. But of course, this is something that AARP does every year. What do those folks need to know about applying for this grant for next year? I'll just leave it at that.
Mike, this is your New Year's resolution. Put on your calendar the beginning of 2026. Hard to say that. In January, AARP will make the public announcement. Typically in late January, we will have a Q&A session that's a webinar. So just look to AARP.org. You can also search Challenge Grants in January. The application process will open up right after that time in January, and applications are due early March, typically around the 5th or the 6th of March. So you've got time to you start now talking about the projects you want to do in your community. I would be remiss if I didn't say the city of Brevard got a small grant to do disaster preparedness. We know the mountains were really hard hit, and so they're doing 4 in-person sessions with their citizens to prepare for disasters. So be thinking about what your community needs moving forward and be ready to apply for this. The application process is 100% online, easy to fill out, but start thinking now so you can be ready in January 2026 to make an application to AARP.org.
Excellent. Excellent, Mark. Thank you so much for that. So folks, do mark your calendar, and those organizations out there that operate on a calendar year budget, keep that in mind. Or if you don't, if you're in the new fiscal year, be keeping that in mind as a possible opportunity for you for next spring. So thanks so much for that, Mark. Mark, the Community Challenge Grant is only part of AARP's national effort to help communities become more livable. But here in North Carolina, there is a lot going on aside from the grant, including All Ages, All Stages, NC, which we've spoken a lot about on this show. But for those who don't know, what is All Ages, All Stages, NC, and what is the status of that initiative right now?
Well, this is a follow-up to North Carolina becoming the 10th age-friendly state designated by AARP. And from that, there's expected to be a plan. How do we make North Carolina as age-friendly as possible? All Ages, All Stages, North Carolina, it's a planning initiative that is focused on addressing the needs of this state. As we know, the older adult population in North Carolina is growing rapidly. We are the 8th fastest growing state of people 60 and older. And so to ensure that we have a high quality of life for all residents, All Ages, All Stages is a multi-sector aging plan directed at all 8 branches of government, looking at how do we address, for example, our highway system? Is our signage visible enough? Are our streets safe enough for people to share, as I mentioned, biking, cars, and pedestrians? Looking at our infrastructure across all of those 8 domains of livability. And this plan is now being implemented with people from all over the state and looking at how we can plan ahead for this boom in population and really be responsive to the needs of all North Carolinians as they age.
Well said. And it's important for folks to understand that All Ages, All Stages isn't so much about, a new initiative that requires more money from the taxpayers and all that. This is about we already got taxpayer dollar out there that's supposed to fund improvements and so forth. This is about doing it in a smart way, right? It's about saying, hey, we're going to spend this money anyway. Let's do it in a way that that ensures that we are prepared for the future. We are allowing we're doing it in a way that allows for people of all ages and abilities to be able to use it and not have to try and fix it on the tail end after we've already spent it. And we're doing that right now, of course, in the western part of the state with the Hurricane Helene recovery. AARP North Carolina is very active there to help work with decision makers at all levels of government to make sure that as they are rebuilding it in a smart way that makes sure that they take into account the fact that the population is aging and that everyone is going to be needing to access these things. Mark, I want to make sure as we wrap up here, we talk a bit about the amazing work that you're leading there in the Triad. You and your team there of volunteers are just as busy as ever. So please tell us what's been going on in the Triad lately and what do you have coming up this year that you'd like folks to know about?
Well, thanks for the commercial. Something that I love to talk about is the John Coltrane International Jazz and Blues Festival. It's coming up on August the 30th and August 31 in High Point. People come from all over the country and all around the world to this jazz festival. If you're an AARP member, you get a 15% discount on all tickets. So just go to John Coltrane or just Google AARP discount John Coltrane, and there is a link there for you to get your 15% discount off of that festival. We're also doing this fall, we talked a lot about disasters. We are hosting a Be Red Cross Ready event in August, on August the 13th at the VA facility in Kernersville. And that's really about promoting folks to be, we call it Red Cross Ready. This is a partnership with the American Red Cross, being diligent about having a plan, but also having provisions at home, because inevitably there's going to be some type of weather event that we need to prepare for. And then the last thing is, I'll just say in September, we're going to have a falls prevention conference at the Generation Center in Winston-Salem, a beautiful facility, because as I mentioned, one of the best things you can do is prevent falls, and falls lead to really comorbidia, lead to, unfortunately, premature death. And so we're really highlighting the importance of strengthening your ability to walk and prevention of falls. So look forward this fall to many more activities in the Triad region. We're much bigger than High Point, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, but that's why they call us the Triad. And all surrounding areas here in Central North Carolina.
Excellent. Well, Mark, as always, you have not only a steady drumbeat of activity there in the Triad, but a variety of different things going on. And keep up the good work, my friend. You represent us all very, very well. And of course, those of you who are volunteers of AARP in the Triad region, want to shout you all out. Thank you all very much for all the amazing work you're doing there with Mark. You make us all very, very proud here in the Raleigh State office. Well, that is a wrap, folks. Want to thank Mark Hensley for being our guest. I want to say thank you to Mike Davis for production. Thank you for listening. This has been AARP Without Limits. I'm Mike Olander with AARP North Carolina. We'll see you next time.